Houston, but then Jerry rediscovered California, and since 2001, it's been on again, off again out here, with a couple of stints in San Antonio. 2002, 2003 at the Alamo Dome, 2007 at the Alamo Dome, 2009 and 2011 at the Alamo Dome. And it's what happened at the Alamo Dome that I want to talk about here, because I consider this to be the single craziest thing that we have ever done at Cowboys training camp. Yesterday, I started thinking about the Alamo Dome Challenge.
Those were so great.
So wonderful.
So we would do our show from the press box, the football press box at the Alamo Dome. So we're up on like the fourth level.
What level?
And there was a hallway that went all the way around the fourth level of the Alamo Dome. And so the Alamo Dome Challenge was conducted, as I recall, on two different types of locomotion. My bicycle,
mm-hmm,
that I brought to training camp, and one year, an office chair with wheels on it.
Yeah.
A rolling office chair.
That's what gave me plantar fasciitis.
The office chair?
Yeah, pushing off on that thing.
So the Alamo Dome Challenge was, we would get a stopwatch, and one by one, we would set off on the bike or the office chair, and you would see how fast you could do the lap. And we would get Cowboy employees to join us in the Alamo Dome
Challenge.
We'd
put a live microphone on the bike, too, so you could hear them making the run.
Yes, you could hear commentary and the heavy breathing from whoever was participating in the Alamo Dome Challenge. And what made it so insane is that I remember the backstretch on the opposite side of where we did the broadcast. The hallway got real narrow, and there were a lot of offices with doors leading out to the hallway. And on the bike, you know, we're going 20, 25 miles an hour.
Could have been a
down this
accident.
Narrow hallway. If somebody had stepped out of one of those doors, there would have been
their fault.
There would have been serious injury.
They shouldn't get in the way of sports.
To both parties. That was crazy that we did that.
That was.
I know.
Someone really could have been hurt. My favorite part of it was watching it from the press box, whoever was making a run, and in the portals, as they, you would go across that backstretch, you could just see the bicycle silhouette go across.
I know. Always reminded me of the Wicked Witch of the West just flying by.
Oh, that was great.
The bicycle was more dangerous because you got up to greater speed.
Yeah, that office chair was a beat.
But it was a lot easier than the office chair.
God, yeah. So awkward. Because it spun 360 and you couldn't keep it.
Yeah.
Keep your track going right. And just, oh, man.
So how did you do it? It was with one knee up on the seat and then one leg pushing?
I think you were allowed any different method you wanted.
Sometimes you could
back
pedal.
Some people did it laying on their chest on the bottom of the chair and then pushing with their legs. Some people tried sitting on it and just kicking their legs and
Fred
going backwards. It was all different kinds of methods. Yeah, it was amazing.
Did we ever have a bad accident, either on the bike or the chair?
I don't think so.
No, but we had some close calls. People locking them up, and there was that chicane, remember?
At the end, navigate around.
Yeah, right near the finish when you were fatigued mentally and physically, so it made it even harder to navigate.
Mm-hmm. We need to get a challenge going out here. Like, how fast do you think that you could run around this practice facility and get back here to the broadcast booth? Because there's a few gates you have to run through here and all that.
So design a course?
Yeah, design a course.
Okay.
And then see how quickly you can get there and back.
There was also the time, and I couldn't clearly remember this, talking about our memories earlier in the show. And I remember you guys were dying laughing. Didn't I take a bike onto the field during practice or something like that? You guys were watching from the press box.
It wasn't during practice, but it was like, would you be... Or maybe it was about to start, yeah.
But why was it so dangerous that I rode the bike out onto the practice field? Or was
Parcells was down there.
Was it a scooter, one of the security scooters? I don't think it was my bike.
Yeah, I think that you commandeered one of their scooters or a golf cart or something.
This is how far you could go.
It was a scooter. I don't think it was a golf cart. I remember screaming that I've never felt more free in my life. Remember that?
Yeah.
And did security scramble to get me?
Oh, man.
Boy, we had a lot of bits at the Alamo Dome.
Jer, I bet that audio of me on a scooter on the field at the Alamo Dome. Yeah. The Alamo Dome We all hated it because it was depressing. But it gave us so many great bits.
Yeah. Our POW conditions created a lot of bits.
I also remember Wichita Falls. I said one day, you know, I've always wanted to try to make like a 100-yard field goal with my 9-iron. Remember when we started hitting 9-irons out on the practice field there and
taking divots?
And there was a... I think it was Fox 4. There was a station that thought that was funny, and they carried it live. Remember
oh, really?
That? Yeah.
I don't remember that either. So it's been quite a journey over the years from St. Edwards to Wichita Falls, then out to California, San Antonio, back to California, back to San Antonio. And we've been here since 2012, solid. I heard a rumor yesterday that Jerry may be thinking about doing away with training camp here.
Really?
And one reason is all the construction going on around the field, so they're putting up these giant condominiums next to the Cowboys practice field. My question is, what's preventing the Giants from buying one of these condos that overlooks both practice fields and just sending somebody
down here? Have you heard the opposite, Kat?
I did. I was talking with someone deep in the Cowboys organization that seemed very confident that they were going to sign another deal here multiple years.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. I hope that happens.
Because we love coming out
here. They need to train out here.
We love coming out here in the heat of the Dallas summer for training camp. But you know, at some point, they're going to stop coming out here, right?
Mm-hmm. Jerry, I'd like to see them try the other coast. That'd be great if they trained in like the Carolina coast or something like that.
Oh, the rumor I heard was that Jerry was going to move camp, since it's getting so built up around here, move it to San Diego because there's not an NFL team there anymore.
Oh, that'd be great.
So we'd still be coming out to the West Coast, but he might, because there are all these facilities now where the Chargers used to train that are going unused and that they're thinking about going down there.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Perfect.
That'd be all right.
So a little trip down training camp memory lane.
All right, 7:47 on the ticket. Up next, so much talk about the Zeke contract, and of course he is holding out from training camp. What's it going to cost to get Dak a new contract, and will it be worth it? We'll discuss next.
All right, more audio. Yesterday at this time, we talked about the Alamo Dome Challenge. It's our favorite memory from training camp. It's the most dangerous thing we've ever done at training camp. And we found the audio from this. This is 10 years ago or so at the Alamo Dome. And we talked about the Alamo Dome Challenge, and that on the fourth floor concourse, press box level, where we would do the show, we would race around the entire concourse, all the way around the stadium. And we did it on an office chair with wheels. We did it on my bicycle. And I'd forgotten that we did it on this scooter. There was an electric scooter that some of the staff used to get around the Alamo Dome. It looked
like
a Vespa.
Right.
So it's a little Vespa-type scooter. Well, we brought it up because, George, you knew one of the equipment guys, and he let us have it for the Alamo Dome Challenge.
Okay, how do we get that thing?
So that's another vehicle that we raced around the concourse, was this electric scooter. So we're going to pick up this audio after George and Gordon had already done their turn. Well, I'm doing my turn, but, George, you interrupt me because from your press box perch, you can see me racing around the concourse, but you also can see security headed my way in the other direction. So you alert me, and then what happens is I try to avoid security by going down onto the field. So, number one, we're not allowed to walk on the field, much less take a scooter on the field. And so listen to how this whole thing unfolded.
Okay, I'm going through turn two.
Oh, turn two.
Oh, hey, Gabe, we have trouble. We have trouble.
What's our trouble?
We have security.
What?
Security's looking for us right now.
They are?
Yeah. So do this. Double back. Don't come around the chicane because I think that's where he's waiting.
Yeah. Where should I go?
Go home.
No, go to the back.
There's an elevator right over where you are.
On the south side. Go on that elevator. Go down and take it back to the equipment room and plug it in.
Okay.
And then we'll act like it didn't happen.
All right.
Okay. You know, the elevators, we go to work on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
What's
the guy saying? Tom, can I get on the headset? What's...
He doesn't want us racing around.
He came right up to me and said, hey, is there a guy in the
scooter? Hold on, I'm off
here?
Headset.
I'm like, no, I didn't see him. And he walks over, just a red phone, like 10 feet away. Mm-hmm. He gets on that. Hey, man, there's a...
He called Obama?
Yeah, he called Obama.
Okay.
Janice Jr.
on the elevator.
The elevator. We have pulled a Dukes of Hazzard here, and we have avoided the security.
The office, though, is right by 20 feet away from that elevator.
Well, you know
that's okay. You can be down on the first
floor. They need to get over it. We're raising awareness for the Alamo Dome.
We are. We're showing them what a great racing facility it is. And you know where it goes, right, Junior? Back over where the equipment guys are?
I don't know if he can hear you.
He said he's going off. He said he's going off headphone for a minute.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, I'm the reigning champ so far.
I guess so.
But what's amazing is, what did Junior do the bicycle challenge in?
40 seconds or something.
No. I think it was like a minute six.
Oh, I thought he went under a minute. Junior, you have us?
I don't think so.
I can hear him breathing. It's Junior breathing.
That is his Junior breathing.
Yeah, see, there's a security guy looking
out
for us.
That's the security guy there?
Hey.
Oh, there's Junior right
you
there.
Got us?
Yeah. Yeah, look across the field.
Can I take this out here?
Yeah, I think so. Just go right across the 50.
Okay.
Junior's on the field.
Now, he's right across the field. Are you getting this on webcam, killer?
Yeah, I am.
Now we're...
Okay, go straight through the tunnel.
Look how stupid that thing looks.
Where are the security guys?
No, Junior, no. Junior. Go through this tunnel over here.
Junior, you got to come through this tunnel right here.
Where are you going? Go back to the tunnel.
What are you doing, Junior?
Where are you going?
I've never felt this free.
He's riding that stupid scooter around the field.
No.
Look how dumb
that
looks.
Come back here to this tunnel and take it back before we get caught.
Wait, where are the security guys? Are they still on the fourth
floor? They're after you. Come over here, plug it back in, and that way, as long as you're not on it, they can't catch
you. This is the most fun I've had since I was a kid.
20, 25, 30, 35, 40.
Look at that.
Junior now angling to the sideline and out of bounds at the 49.
God. I've never seen that happen on a football field before.
Okay. Now drive it in and take a right and plug the thing. Mangus will be in there. He's listening to us down there.
Okay.
And he'll help you out. And
yeah,
we'll get away from security.
I wish security would have come out onto the field and started chasing you. That would have been great for the Yakety Sax playing in the background.
Gosh, man,
I forgot
funny.
All about that.
Yeah. I had too. I remember vaguely taking the scooter on the field. But I don't remember...
Serpentining around and driving crazy. And
then we had raced it on the concourse, too. I didn't remember that.
God, that was fun.
Yeah.
We need to find something like that to do out here.
I'm telling you, the Alamo Dome lent itself to so many bits.
Uh-huh.
We just don't have
but
the access to
that. Such a beatdown, though.
But look how much fun we had there.
Yeah.
That's the most fun I've ever had in my life.
All right, during this break, I'm going to scout out for some location to do a crazy antic like that.
And look for vehicles.
Yes, vehicles. I think I saw some
golf carts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's the golf carts right over there, including Jerry Jones' golf cart.
Yeah.
That would be great. Steal Jerry's golf cart.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to steal it. We're just going to borrow it.
Right.
I used to have an EasyGo key. You know, they fit every EasyGo golf cart.
Well, we'll just say that we were just testing it out for safety purposes.
Yeah, we
wanted
care
to make
about
sure
it.
That Jerry was in a safe golf cart.
Golf cart inspection.
Right.
All right, we'll look into that. 7:47 on the ticket. In the meantime, are the Cowboys taking a hardline stance against Zeke? Talk about that next.